1 Corinthians 9 and 11. If we sowed spiritual things in you, is it too much if we reap material things from you? Top 10 reasons believers should give an offering. Number 8, to finance the local church. The church is the only cooperative society in the world that exists for the benefit of its non-members, wrote William White in the early 1940s while serving as the Archbishop of Canterbury. Accepting this premise, that the church exists to be a benefit to non-members, churches could achieve this by following the examples noted in Acts 2 and 42. Teaching and preaching biblical doctrine, they could provide a place for worship, they can serve and celebrate the Lord's Supper, and they can support one another in prayer. The church is God's hands, mouth, and feet in this world. It is the body of Christ. In fact, the local church is ground zero for carrying out God's plan to evangelize and reach the non-members while equipping the members. As believers gather at the local church to hear teaching, enjoy fellowship, partake of the Lord's Supper, and to pray, they should also support the church with their time, talent, and treasure to ensure that God's mission is fulfilled. I sincerely believe that most of us can agree that a local church is important and vital as a base of operations to fulfill the Great Commission. We all agree that there are costs to keeping the lights on and maintaining a staff. However, these facts don't ensure that every member gives consistently. On top of that, the giving levels that sustain the local church can be impacted by different obstacles. For instance, recently the Catholic Church has been in the news for scandals involving their bishops and priests. It has been widely reported that some parish members are exhorting others to withhold a portion of their offerings until the scandal is sorted out. To a degree, similar consumer-driven behavior of using their offering plate as leverage has always been in our churches. In some cases, members offer to give more in exchange for influence. In other cases, members give half-heartedly or not at all. Additionally, valid ministries outside of the church are also asking for money and donations. What should a member do? Well, Paul encouraged us in 1 Corinthians 9 and 11 by saying, if we sowed spiritual things in you, is it too much if we reap material things from you? In short, give a consistent offering to the local church, then seek God's guidance on offerings to other ministries. In my life, God has led me to send money to a few ministries in addition to my church offering and not in lieu of my offering. God has blessed me richly as I continue to trust Him in the times of plenty and the times of just enough. For those who are hesitant to give an offering due to one or more of the obstacles mentioned in the reasoning section, talk to the pastor and staff to clear up any misunderstanding. Pray and follow God's plan to resolve the concerns. If still unresolved, then it may be best to find a new church home that can be supported wholeheartedly. After all, God always provides. The church is a central part of God's plan for global evangelism. A healthy church requires intentional gathering and going. The church cannot keep going if we do not keep giving. I'll close with a quote from James Hudson Taylor. He summarizes and says that God's work done in God's way will not lack supply. Questions. 1. Discover. Are you concerned with how the money is budgeted and spent at your church? Have you talked with any of the deacons or pastor about your concerns? B. What are some of the things that you are proud that your church supports? Are you part of that ministry? 2. Develop. A. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 through 27 speaks of the body of Christ. What part of the body do you think you serve most? Are you the feet that take the gospel to others, the hands, the eyes? Please discuss. 3. Demonstrate. I share my story of how I support my church and give to support other ministries. How have you faced this challenge? What do you do?
This is Brother Raymond Johnson. For a copy of this devotional, please visit my blog at 3dbeliever.com or send an email to raymond@3dbeliever.com. Become a 3D Believer today.